In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin this class. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
我刚才这一章，主耶稣虽然讲很多方面的道理，但是要紧是提醒我们呢，教导我们，我们基督徒做事情，凡事都要讨神的喜悦。
Again, although there are many teachings recorded in this chapter, the central theme of it is that we should please God in whatever we do. Regarding fasting, please refer to chapter 6,
verses 16 through 18.
Fasting and doing good deeds are esteemed highly in Judaism. And the normal custom of it is that they fast twice a week. However, they had the same problem that when they fast, they want people to see it.
所以为了要给人家做到他近视，连头发都不梳了。And
just to show more clearly that they are fasting, they don't even adorn themselves.
那状态，后来好难看，因为近视一久，一餐是没有问题的。要是真的近视一个礼拜，有点难看呐。那就吵吵脸呐，给人家做到，你怎么啦？我在近视啊，给人家做到。
And, you know, they would sometimes fast and really make it look like they're either very tired or sad. And so people go, well, what's going on? And they'll say, well, I'm fasting.
所以十八节主耶稣说不要叫人呐，你们近视的时候要梳头发、洗脸，不要叫人看出你在近视。主叫你暗中的父看见，那你父在暗中查看，必然报答。 其实这几件事情，主要是谈到这个人暗中去做的，就是说我们做事啊，要对主耶稣，给主耶稣看，都主耶稣的称赞啊，报赏最要紧。And
here Jesus says that when you fast, make sure you anoint your head and wash your face. And here Jesus is making a very important point that whenever we do good things, that we do it in secret because God will reward us.
所以就是我们在大家面前表示啊，说我一天都祷告多久多久啦。 那我一个礼拜都近视几次啦。假设你有对人家这样讲啊，尤其你存心要人家知道、称赞，那就是没有意思了。
If you at all want people to praise you and let people know that how much you've fasted or how much good deeds you've done, then this is the wrong motive.
那19节到23节。And
from 19 to verse 23.
19节这里是谈到钱财的处理问题。
It speaks of how we deal with money.
你钱财要处理得给主耶稣喜欢。
When we manage our money, we must do so in a way that pleases God.
我们基督徒不是说不可以读书，不可以这个赚钱，不是的。
As Christians, we're not forbidden to study or earn money.
问题说你要为着主耶稣读书，为着主耶稣赚钱，这样。
Only that we must do so for the sake of Christ.
盼望所读的书将来对圣公有帮助，那盼望所赚的钱能够都贡献在圣公上。So
that the studies in which we pursue may benefit the church, and the money in which we've earned may be given to support the gospel.
那主耶稣叫我们不要把钱财积在这个地上，要积在天上，这个很重要的指示。And
furthermore, Jesus instructs us not to store treasure up on earth.
有钱人呢，他们这个赚钱并不是为了生活，是为了要增加他的数目呢。 那这个比赛啊，我在台湾呢是有钱人啊，五名以内。
And for the wealthy people, oftentimes they do not earn money just to support their daily living, but in a sense of competition to see who is the most wealthy.
那主要是叫我们要把钱财积在天上，那咱们怎么积呢？要怎么样送到天上？
So how do we lay up our treasures in heaven, like Jesus said?
就是要奉献在教会。
It is that we offer it to church.
或者自己去帮助人，为了神的这个恩呐，神的爱，自己去帮助人。
or that we help others due to our love.
好像我刚才说那个姊妹啊，啊，那养那个那个小眼的母子啊，养十多年了，啊，那不是小钱呐，啊，尤其她自己做收生婆，也并不是很有钱的。
And also the church sister that I spoke of during the last session, how she supported the blind elderly woman and her daughter for about a dozen years. Now, she did not have a good income herself either.
那个姊妹我在真的是教会里面是很佩服的啊，她另外还有一个不是故事啊，还有一个事情，就是她你要在台北念大学的，那回到家里，那她妈妈都已经准备下个学期的学费啊。 按这个生活费，哎，但是隔壁有村庄啊，有人来向他借钱，啊，他说这个钱不还给人呐、啊，人家找他麻烦。那么这个姊妹呢，这个姊妹把那个为了他你要预备的这笔钱呢、啊，就借给那个穷人。那后来他这个小姐她说妈，那妈妈我要怎么办？ 你钱借给人，难道我要怎么办？他讲一句话，好感动他的女儿。他女儿几年前的告诉我，他妈妈说，伊要给人借钱，无当借啦。妈妈要给人借钱啊，无当借啦。所以你唔免烦恼啦，你不要挂虑啦。啊，妈妈要向人借钱，很容易的啦。他要向人借钱，不容易的。啊，所以你这笔学费，我虽然借给他。 你的随会，妈妈身边没有，妈妈有办法接随会借你带去台北，你不要挂虑。这个姊妹做到这样地步哎，好，真的好伟大。And
this church sister is one which I admire a lot in our church. Now there's another incident that happened with her that is, she has a daughter who studies. Sort of out of town, and every semester her daughter would come back, and she would need money for tuition and board for the next year. Now, there's this year when the daughter came back, waiting to get her tuition and things like that. But the next door neighbor, who was indebted a great sum of money, but could not repay it, the neighbor came to ask this church sister of ours for the money, and she, out of her very generous heart, offered. The money that was set aside for tuition to the neighbor of theirs. Now the daughter says, well, mother, what can I do? I need the money for tuition for my schooling. Well, she says that the neighbor of ours, when he needs money, he has no one to go to borrow the money. But I can borrow money from somewhere, so don't you worry.
我盼望你们将来现在读书了，我看在教会里面还是你们这一批啊，将来比较有作用的了。 有的要做赚大钱的，赚钱可以，但是你要为了艺术赚钱，啊，为了艺术赚钱，用在性工上，因为教会需要有更多的费用，啊，我们需要更多的人才或者各方面的性工，啊，来奉献在这个教会啊。
And let me give you this exhortation. I know many of you will become very successful in the future, and you perhaps earn a lot of money. I would like to encourage that you really invest your time and energy into the growth of our church.
我们请看到21节。
Because eventually the church will need a lot of money.
因为你们的财宝在哪里，你们的心也在那里。这句话很要紧的。假如你台湾啊，台北有投资啊，美金100万在那边，那我想你每天都会想台北那个工厂的事情。
And verse 21, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Now, if you invest a great sum of money in a plant, in a factory, manufacturing plant in Taipei, I'm sure that your heart will always be there.
你的钱在哪里，你的心就在哪里。上面有的弟兄问我说，他都发不起咒心，不晓得有什么好的办法。我说你把更多的钱奉献在教会了，你自然就会发起咒心。
There's a brother who asked me, well, how can I be more fervent and be more zealous? Well, I told him, well, if you put a great sum of money in the church, your heart would be here. And
很奇妙哦,你钱在教会,你的心会在教会,很奇妙。
And it is indeed wonderful that if your money is here in the church, your heart will follow to the church.
我盼望你们这一批教会的宝贝了,你们是教会的宝贝了,将来都奉献钱。 那就会让你和耶稣啊更 接近的,
and I encourage you who are the beloved ones of this church that you offer your money to the church because God will bless you greatly.
二十二节说你们眼睛明亮传真就明亮这个意思是说告诉我们要眼光我们做事情要眼光要看得清楚你看得不清楚对错误的路一跑结果是没有用的
Verse 22, the lamp of the body is the eye. Here's telling us to have insight and percept to know what we're doing.
那么这个24节到34节最后的一段就是关于行为方面的
In the very last section of this chapter from verses 24 through 34 it talks about daily living.
那么这个行为方面这可以说是作者的一个重担就是
And indeed, supporting our own living is not an easy thing.
那在这个34节、24节，主要说一个人不能侍奉两个主。
Verse 24 says, one cannot serve two masters.
那他所说的两个主，一个是真神呐，那一个，他没有说魔鬼呀，他只说马门，就是这个钱财。
And he did not say the devil, he said mammon, which is money, riches.
这个很了解的道理。应该两个主，一个是天父啊，一个是魔鬼。但是他没有说魔鬼，他说钱。
Now, ordinarily, we would think that the two masters would be one God and two the devil. However, he did not say that. Jesus said that the other one is money.
那是不是钱就是鬼啊？
So it's wealth, the devil.
那钱就是鬼，你现在有没有带着钱呢？那是你叫带着钱，鬼在你身上。
Now, if money is the devil, do you carry any money with you right now? You might have been carrying the devil.
现在到底你要侍奉主或者要侍奉钱？说起来，现在啊，你为什么要读书啊？你为什么要选那一系啊？
What do you pursue your education?
考虑到将来赚钱的问题的，出路的问题。And
why do you choose your particular major? I'm sure you've taken into consideration your future earning prospects.
有没有？你们现在大学念书，你为什么要选您现在念的那一系？一定，你有考虑到你将来的出路，你将来出路就关于钱的事情。
Why do you choose your major currently? Is it because of your future to earn money?
那离开教会以后啊，这个学校以后。 有的在学校吃几行这些呢，离开学校以后就很少到教会来，为什么？原因就是在找钱，为了找钱太忙。
A lot of people are very fervent still when they're in college, but when they graduate, they don't come to church anymore. Why? Because they're busy for money.
那这个经济基础已经稳定了，还是很少到教会来，为什么呢？在增加钱。
And even when they have a very comfortable living, they still do not return to church. Why? Because they want more.
所以今天我们看到做。 神的仆人，或者做这个钱的仆人，不是鬼的仆人。做鬼的仆人，大家都不喜欢的。但是鬼就是利用这个钱呐，来迷惑人的。所以讲具体，主要是讲很具体的，看要服侍神或是服侍钱呐，看要侍奉钱或是侍奉神呐。今天可以说大部分呐，都是在侍奉钱，为了多一些钱，对钱呢追的。 所以中国就要说，鸟为食亡啊，人为宰食啊。鸟就是为了吃的，死掉，被捕去了。人是为了钱才死掉的。
And Jesus here is putting it in a very realistic aspect. He did not say either to serve God or serve the devil because realistically, it is, you know, we're competing between God and money. There's a Chinese saying that goes, the birds will die because they may be eaten by others. Men will die because they are devoured by wealth.
所以对这个钱财，这个钱财是关于行活，他就讲下去，叫我们不要挂虑了，行活方面不要挂虑。And
continue on, Jesus tells us not to worry about our daily living.
26节就说，叫我们看天上的飞鸟。And
26, look at the birds of the air.
又叫我们呢，38节，看这个野地的百合花了。And
verse 28, look at the lilies of the field.
这两个讲得非常好，给我们这个很容易了解。
And these are easy to understand illustrations.
那么我们基督徒对钱财应该抱着什么态度？
What is the correct attitude as Christians?
基督徒要读书，基督徒要做事。圣经也说，不做事的人不要给他换车。
And Christians also have to study and also do work. For the Bible says, those who do not work should not receive his daily needs.
但是要为耶稣读书，为耶稣赚钱呐。那么你赚钱的态度应该是根据这个希伯来书十三章。
Only that we should study and make money for the sake of Christ.
请看希伯来书十三章。
Let's also look at what Hebrews chapter 13 says.
希伯来书十三章第五节。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5。
十三章第五节说：“你们存心不可贪爱钱财，只要以自己所有的为主，因为主说：‘我总不撇下你，也不不丢弃你。’”
Here verse 5 says, "Let your conduct be without covetousness, and be content with the things that you have.Because God said, I will not leave you nor forsake you.
我看这句教训比保罗写的给我们更有具体的指示了。保罗在提摩太前书第六章这样说。
Paul puts it in another way in 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章的这个第七节。
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 7.
六章七节。因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去了。第八节
verse 8,
主要有衣有食就当知足啊。他是说我们空手来空手走的，那么在世界呢有衣有食就要满意。
Here says we come and leave empty handed, as long as we have food and shelter we shall be content.
那希伯来就是说以自己所有的为满足。
And in Hebrews it says to be content with whatever you have already have.
意思说你现在啊你要认真做事啊，你一定要认真做事的。
That is to say, you do have to work and labor.
但是你得到多少，你要以那多少做满足了。
But whatever your wage or your reward is of your labor, you should be content of it.
比方你今天赚了100块，你以这个做满足。
Take for instance that you earn $100 today, you should be content with that.
赚到50块，也是以这个做满足。
Be it $50 only, you shall be content.
啊，你不满足也没有办法。
Because even if you are not content, there's nothing else you can do.
因为钱不是说你想要那么多就有那么多来你的身边的。
Because you cannot simply wish for wealth to fall onto you.
所以我们要认真做生意的时候，认真做生意的，那赚多少以这个做满意就好。
So,
感谢，就这样子。
As long as we diligently do our task, we shall be content with whatever we receive.
那这个脚套牢了哈，出薪水的人，薪水阶级的人啊，你现在你的力量就这样子，只有一点三万五吧，那就三万五，感谢主。
And for those people who are making a living, even though you only earn $35,000 a year, you should be content.
因为你的力量只有这个吧，你的机会只能这样子吧。那你一直不满意要怎么样？
Because that's all you can get. Even if you're not happy with it, what else can you do?
所以主耶稣那这个在马太六章最后这一段就告诉我们行恶的问题要以所有的。自己所有做满足，不要一直挂虑。
So Matthew chapter 6 is telling us that we should not worry ourselves to death every day because of our daily needs.
那我们看回来马太福音第二章。
Let's continue on in Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章在最后主要是讲一句很具体的教训，就是33节。
And in verse 33, Jesus gave a very wonderful teaching.
33节说，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。所以不要为着明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑。一天的难处，一天就一天当了就过了。这个33节说要求神的国和他的义。
Here in verse 33, it says to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
这个很简单的解释是这样子了，神的国就是教会。
Simply speaking, the kingdom of God is the church.
你要关心教会的事。
You should mind the church business.
神的意就是说神看你好的事情，就是说你要去遵循神看你好的事情，就是说遵循神的道就是了。
And his righteousness is whatever pleases him, that is, that we observe his commandments.
你关心教会,你遵循主的道,你需要的主一定给你。
So the promise here is that as long as we mind the growth of the church and also that we do according to God's word,
then
this is a condition.
就是你都不关心神的国,神的教会,你也不遵循神的道,神看你好的行为,那神对你的行为不一定有保障的。
This is to say that if you do not care for the church nor for what the word of God is, then God will not
care for daily needs.
On the other hand, if you are mindful of these two things, God will prepare every need of yours.
虽然你身边没有剩下什么,但是你就用的神会给你,好像在旷野地啊,充满了一样。
It may not seem that you have abundance, but you will surely have what is sufficient, just like the manna in the wilderness. And the multitudes of Israelites in the wilderness, they were sustained by the manna alone.
只要我们走在主的路上啊,不会饿死的,那没有路,主会开路的。
So we know that God will not let us die. And God will open a way for us.
摩西带领以色列人出埃及，因为这个神的指示，所以他凭着信心出去，他没有考虑后果，后果神会负责。
Now, when Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt because of the command of God, he did not take into consideration what will happen and what will they need on the road.
那么文字火柱不是过往红海才显现的，出埃及就显现，你们看出埃及记就很清楚。
And we know that the pillar of the cloud and of the fire appeared right when they left Egypt.
And
it is these two pillars that had led them to the Red Sea.
一方面这个法老派兵追来，所以前面路啊，后面有这个敌人。
On one hand, they did not have any more road in front, which is the Red Sea. On the back, the army of Pharaoh was in hot pursuit.
大家都惊慌起来,只有一个人,摩西,一点都不怕,因为他清楚,我走在主的路上,主一定会开路,真的主开路,神开路。Everyone
was in despair except for Moses, who had the conviction that God will open us a way.
就这样子过红海。
And this is how they crossed the Red Sea.
那么他们从埃及带出去的粮食啊，第二波数号就出光了。And
the food in which they brought out of Egypt, were finished quickly.
那要怎么办呢？没有东西吃啊。And
what can they do? They didn't have anything.
因为那么多人，不是说一口七个人、八个人呐，200万左右的人要怎么办？There
were about 2 million people needing food. What can Moses do?
就吃玛拿。They had
manna to eat.
那玛拿不可以这个剩下，一剩下就剩种。Now,
we should not, back then God instructed them not to have any leftovers.
所以以色列人可以说在旷野呀，那么长久的时候，时间哦，身边都没有剩下什么食物的，没有，但是没有饿死。So
in other words, we see that the Israelites did not carry with them their daily food, and yet they never starved.
我们今天呢，作为一个基督徒，主耶稣基督教训要紧说，我们要靠神行活啊。 你不要一直挂的心火，你就是一直挂的心火，你没有办法侍奉神的，是这样子。你一直找钱，你没有办法侍奉神。And
here Jesus is teaching us to entrust our daily needs unto Him, because if we only worry about it ourselves, we will not have the energy to serve God.
说起来，我说这个传道人才不很多了，要紧是每一个弟兄姊妹都要当传道。Now
we know there aren't not a lot of church ministers or pastors around. That's why every individual member must be a pastor unto himself.
那每一个弟兄姊妹啊，假设你一天能够抽出2个小时，那你们5个人呢，就定一个传道嘛。5个人10个小时吧，传道一天给他做10个小时，有的是超过的了啊。所以5个兼职的弟兄姊妹所做的工，等于一个专注的传道的工。 所以你们以后啊，出了社会啊，好像假逃了啊，收假逃的人也很多时间。你们能够抽出2个时间来服侍教会，应该没有困难。
Now, since pastors are hired for 10 hours a day, if each and every one of us will only devote 2 hours per day in the work of God, then the 5 of us together will add up to the work of a pastor. So in our daily living, all that we need to do is offer 2 hours to the church, and the church may receive extra benefits.
那两个时间你再去赚钱，你就没有办法服侍主了。那一个人抽出两个时间来做神的工啊，不去赚钱。
Now, for the 2 hours, we can use it to earn money, or we can use it to work for the church.
实际上钱你赚不进的啦。那一方面呢，说钱这个四个角，我们只是两个角跑，那工追也追不上的。
And in Chinese, the corners and feet are pronounced the same, so it goes to say that the dollar bill of the money has 4 feet, and human beings only have 2, so we can never catch up with money.
所以要抽出更多的时间来服侍主，你只要减少赚钱的时间了。那赚钱的时间，我是说原则上脚头的人出薪水的，你就抽出那个时间去上班就好，剩下的时间尽量用在这个教会，尤其是学校的老师啊。 假期很长啊，什么好长好长啊，但是那个都有领薪水的，是不是？应该是有啦，台湾是有啦，所以做老师很好哎，做老师啊，在这台湾这边做的我不太懂了，啊，所以台湾好多弟兄都没当老师，他们这个假期啊，假期啊，照样的领薪水啊，他们都到山地啊，各地方去辅导哦，很意思，很有价值。
And for some teachers in Taiwan, they get pay vacations, extended pay vacations, and a lot of church members who use these vacations to visit other churches and to teach the children. So even though we may be working, there should be, you know, we should be able to find time to work for church as well.
So 我把这个第六章就是我的感受了。 我认为第六章主要是很多的教训，要紧说你做事情要讨神喜悦的，你能够讨神喜悦，才能得到神的报赏。Again,
I feel that the central message of chapter 6 is that in everything we do, we must seek to please God.
不但是施舍、祷告啊、进食啊，就是对钱财的处理、对生活的这个方式啊，都要能够获神的旨意，讨神的喜悦。
Be it offering, doing good, doing alms, prayer, fasting, or handling wealth, we must seek the pleasure of God.
现在看第五段呢，就是第七章传播一节到27节。
Now, section 5 in the lecture packet, which is chapter 7, verses 1-27.
这个第七章大部分是主说我们这个人际关系，人与人的关系。
And this passage teaches of interpersonal relationships.
第一点就叫我们不要论断人。
First, we should not judge others.
请看第七章第一节。
Please refer to chapter 7, verse 1.
你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。这个论断人呢，是一个很普遍的毛病。
It is a common human fallacy that we want to pass our judgments on others. This is a deed due to the lack of love.
所以我们应该要留意这一点，我们不要批评人、论断人、说人背后话。
So let us be especially attentive to this, that we do not judge others or speak ill behind someone's back.
台湾一个居士啊，他很有恩赐，很有恩赐，很会讲道。There was a
deacon in Taiwan who was very blessed with the gift of preaching.
但是一方面呢，他的嘴呀太多，话太多。And
yet he had a big mouth. He had too many things to say.
他说起来很聪明，但是他很喜欢批评人。He
is very intelligent, and yet he liked to criticize others as well.
差不多。 差不多传道都被他批评过。
And it seems that he has criticized every single pastor in his life.
教会的长老就是啊，弟兄姊妹，大概都不是100%呢，但是大部分呢都被他批评。
It seems that he has something to say about every church minister or every church member.
后来也是朋友了，教会。 我告诉他说，你有恩赐了，很好，很会讲道，但是你的嘴巴还是要谨慎。
And one time I encouraged him saying that although you have a gift of preaching, you also need to watch your mouth in whatever else you say.
我们讲过一个原则啊，有所思啊，啊，你们能不能背起来？讲话有个原则，要讲，只要讲能够造就人的话，记在几章几节，只要讲能够造就人的话，不要看圣经了。
Pop quiz, do not turn your Bibles. In Ephesians, it said that you should, whatever you speak, let it be seasoned to edify others.
其实这句话我讲出去就是不能对人家的信心啊，啊，没有帮助，我不讲。我虽然知道我不讲。
That is to say, in whatever thing I say, if it doesn't help other people's faith, I will not speak of it.
这是讲话的原则。
This is a basic principle of our speech.
所以这个主耶稣很清楚告诉我们，我们不要论断人，将人家的智慧。
So Jesus clearly teaches us not to judge others.
那有时候要讲人家的错，要客气一点。
And even if we want to point out other people's wrongs to them, we must do so with tact.
有一个也是算知识的哈，他讲到也很严格。
There was this deacon who delivered very stern sermons.
他就很强调不要和外邦人结婚。
He made a great emphasis that church members should not intermarry with people outside of church.
他讲的对了，但是态度不好。
Although his central message is correct, his way of delivery was wrong.
后来他的小姐和外邦人就是爱上这个外邦人。
And his daughter eventually fell in love with someone outside of church.
他爸爸知道，气得要命了。
And when he found out, he was enraged.
他说：“你就是真的和他结婚了，我要钉报纸啊，妇女脱离关系。”
And he threatened her, saying, "If you dare marry this person, then I will announce in the newspaper that that our relationship as father and daughter will be broken."
你就是听着，那爸爸在教会哪里站得住啊？哪里有面子啊？
He says to her, "If you do so, how can I have face to stand in front of the pulpit in church?"
但是这些话都没有用的，结果还是和外邦人结婚。
But these words was to no avail. She eventually married this Gentile.
以后这个就是在讲台上还是讲，不管和外邦结婚。
And this deacon on the pulpit, he still preaches that you should not marry people outside the church.
但是态度啊，不一样。
But his attitude was changed.
很客气的讲，很谦卑的讲。
He did so with humility and with modesty.
我们有时候要告诉人啊，这个不是批评了，也不是论断，要说人的这个不对啊，我们要谦卑的去讲。
So when we want to point out wrongs of others, we must do so with all humility.
我们不要随便论断人，说谁怎么样，谁怎么样。
And we must refrain from judging others or speaking about others.
因为我们要考虑自己的软弱，或者自己傲慢的软弱。
Because we must also remember that we ourselves have weaknesses.
总要随心啊，不要讲人的背后话，论断人。
And we should especially take heed not to speak of others behind their backs.
再看下去。
Let's read on.
不要把这个信物丢给这个国患之啊，就是第六节。
In verse 6, we should not give what is holy to dogs or pigs.
恐怕这个猪要捡它珍珠啊，或转过来咬你。
Let's not turn and tear you into pieces.
这个信物你丢给猪或者这个狗他不晓得那个价值。
If you give what is holy unto the dogs or swine, they do not know the value of them.
反倒会践踏他。这个就告诉我们，我们要传福音哦，要有聪明一点。
This is to tell us that when we preach the gospel, we should be wise.
我们传福音是本分啊。可是我们传，假使他一直的拒绝或者恶意的要对付你
，Well, it's our duty to preach the gospel. If the person wants to go against you.
你应该要知道啊，啊，不需要再多讲。
When you find out that this person is not receptive of your gospel, then you don't have to come on.
我们这段教训要紧是告诉我们传福音啊，做神工要聪明一点。
So this verse is telling us to be shrewd and wise when we do work for God.
嗯，他都不要，你已经讲两三次了，他都一直拒绝，你还要去找他，不需要的。环岛会发生麻烦。
If after we encourage them for two or three times and they still refuse, we do not need to waste any energy because we'll eventually bring trouble onto ourselves.
我们应该尽的已经尽了的。
As long as we fulfill our duty.
有一个叫陶罗埃的，他很热心的对他老板一直传福音。
There was a employee who was very zealous and he kept on preaching to his supervisor. And he also preached to the wife of his boss. And then the boss got really sick of him. The boss's wife did not want to listen, and yet this brother of ours would always go and talk, preach to her. And later on, he was laid off.
就是说，等于说把信物啊丢在猪啊狗的面前一样，所以我们要聪明一点。
And this is like giving the holy things unto dogs or swine. We should be smart.
再看过去这个十三节。
Now in verse 13.
这个十三节是一个窄门和一个宽大的门，小的路和大的路。
Here speaks of a narrow gate, a wide gate, the narrow road and the wide road.
这一点是告诉我们啦，不是多数人所走的路是正确的。
Here's to say that the path that most people walk on is not necessarily the right path.
所以我们基督徒在世界做人，我们不要说多数人所做的是对，我要跟着他。
So majority is not always right.
常常是少数人走的路才是对的。
A lot of times, it is the way in which the minority takes on that is correct.
这是做人啊，人际关系的一种教训。
This is a good teaching for us.
所以要一个判断啦、好像有的在学校哈、头发一直变了，这边的我看这边的青年头发一直变。
And we must be very discerning. I noticed that the church members here always change their hairdo.
那有的我看起来是不好看的，你好像现在一个帽戴着一个帽子一样。
And some of it I don't think are particularly attractive. It seems that they're just wearing a very small cap.
那就是多数的人都这样做啊，那就少数的信徒他跟感觉到没跟他们这样做不行啊，他要跟着他，这样不对。
And the majority of church members do that. The minority will feel left out and they must follow due to peer pressure.
那里面的一个青年啊，他妈妈也很伤心啊，因为他也是去旅游。嘎嘎都存他弟兄不啊，那、个怎么讲我不知道的啊。不过他妈妈也怕这个在美国长大的青年呢、这个反动很厉害、他不会很听话的啦、他妈妈没有直接告诉他说你不要这样子，他说妈妈看到你这样很伤心，就讲这句话说很伤心。
And one day, a son came home and with a new haircut, a crew cut, and his mother was saying, "Do not do that because it really hurts me."
你到教会去啊，人家都一直看你的头。
And she says, "When you go to church, everyone looks at your hair."
所以我们在世界做事情，你要跟着谁走，是要去判断了、他走的路对不对？不是说人多不多的，是这样。
So when we seek to follow someone's footsteps, we should not see if it's something that everyone does. We must see whether or not the thing is the right way to go.
再来就是说，这个人好不好啊？看数节。
In verse 15.
결과를 보죠.
Here says we can tell whether a person is good or bad through the fruits.
说明这个见到人不要单凭着第一个印象就去判断这个人好或者不好。
Here is telling us that we should not deem someone based on the first impression.
有一句话叫做一见钟情，叫，你得，你叫啊，你要按照他。一见钟情。重啊重。一见钟情啊，一见钟情啦。有一句话叫一见钟情，我这个外面搞不清楚。
Love at first sight.
那就这样子，要娶他做太太了。And
this brother just fell in love in the first sight and wanted to marry someone.
这个是最不聪明的判断法。
And this is the most unwise decision you can make.
这个人好不好，你看一次就要做最后的判断。
Whether or not this person is good or bad, you do not know, but you know, only with the first impression.
常常就因此啊吃大亏了，尤其在婚姻上吃大亏。
And then you want to make a lifelong determination, and a lot of people suffer because of this.
也就要这样说了，路马啊，路遥啊，知马力，数九见人心。就这匹马是不是很会跑？你要给它跑远一点了，不是跑100公尺了。
Here, there's also another Chinese saying that you can size the strength of the horse by the long journey, and you can see the heart of man with time.
那数九见人心，说你与他相处久一点，你才晓得他的心如何。
That is to say, only when you carry a horse on a very long journey, may you know the true strength of the horse, and only with time and experience, may you truly understand a person's heart.
所以你要判断这个人好不好。 这个人对不对呀？不要碰一次就去下判断。
So when you want to deem someone worthy or not, you must not only do so with the first impression.
需要经过一段时间的考验。
You must wait till a period of experience.
也去看他的记录了，看他的表现的记录。
And to look closely on the behavior of this person.
所以你们将来也是要成家的，不过读书时候不要考虑了啊。
Although every one of you will eventually start your families, but don't start thinking about it while you're in school.
应该经过祷告啊，要经过我们的这个观察。
We must rely heavily on prayer and our keen observation.
因为我们每一个人都有他走过的路，这个就是他的记录吧。你要从他的记录来找。 这个人不管是男的或者女的，心情怎么样，行为怎么样。
You must look in this person's past history to see his past life, whether or not this person has good faith or not.
在家庭怎么样，在教会怎么样。
What is his family life like? What is his church life like?
根据那些记录去判断的人比较妥当。
It is more appropriate to judge someone on the history of the person.
不要单凭着一时的这个反应的一时的反应来决定来判断这个好不好，不可以。And
do not see someone just due to your rush of emotion.
这是人际关系。And
this is interpersonal relationships.
那么再来有另外两件事情，第一是关于祷告的事情。And
there's two more instructions, one regarding prayer.
7章的7节。
Chapter 7, verse 7.说你们祈求，见你们寻找，寻见，叩门都开，这是关于祷告的事情。Here says, if you seek, you shall find; if you knock, you shall be opened unto you. This is in regards to prayer.
这可以说是主说我们这个祷告的方法。你祷告呢，要祈求，祈求要出声的意思。Here
says you must let out your voice in asking God.
寻找要专心的意思。
And to seek, you must be very careful.
好像你丢掉这个戒指，那在房间呢，你一直找。那你找你的戒指的时候，你要专心找，不然的话，虽然看到，也看不到。Take
for instance, you're looking for a ring in which you have lost in the house. When you look for it, you must be very careful to check every single corner.
后门是要出力的意思了。
And when you knock on the door, you must do so with strength.
这是祷告的一个方法的指示，你要出声。 你要专心，你要出力。
And this is a tactic that we may take on when we pray. That is, we must be careful. We must also pray with diligence.
那你所求的，假如会有神的这个呼呼你的利益，天父一定会给你。
And whatever we pray, as long as it's in the accordance with God's will, God will fulfill.
汉十二节。
In verse 12.
人际关系最宝贝的一个指示就是七章十二节，我昨天稍微讲过。
And the most precious teaching is recorded here.
你愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。他说这个是律法和先知的道理，就传本圣经的道理，在这一点人际关系。
Here it tells us, do unto others what you expect others to do unto you. And here says, this is the conclusion of the laws and the prophets.
你们慢慢地会晓得做人很难，尤其做人家的媳妇以后，做人家太太以后，做人家丈夫以后，会感觉很难，做人很难。
And eventually you'll find daily living or just being a human is very difficult, especially after you're married.
说起来你们现在水小或者有一个 对这个同学相处的方面感觉困难，说不定。
And perhaps you find some difficulties in maintaining your relationship with the friends you make at school.
但是我们要和大家人际关系，你要和睦相处啊，快乐相处，一个秘诀就是这个七章十二节。
But the key to interpersonal relationships is here recorded in verse 12.
你要人家怎样待你，你先怎样待他嘛。
You simply do unto others what you expect others to do unto you.
一个姊妹，她结婚好几年，不是很多年，是要三年了，就她说很难过日子了。There
was a church sister. She said after 3 years of marriage that it's very difficult for her to live from day to day.
然后她的丈夫是新信的。Her
husband just was newly converted into a church.
这个姊妹她也是知道不会离婚的。And
this church sister of ours knew clearly that she should not divorce.
那他问我要怎么办，我说你既然问我，你道理懂得很多了，他现在也很熟。And
she asked me, what should I do? And I told her, well, you know the scriptures quite well.
我说你现在的不满意就是说你的丈夫待你不好，是吗？
You're not happy because your husband does not treat you well, is it?
那你的要求就是说要你的丈夫待你好。
And what you expect is for your husband to treat you nicely.
有什么秘诀，有什么办法？
What is there any key?
我说你也知道，七章十二节。
I tell him, you know, in chapter 7, verse 12.
你要你的丈夫待你好，他不待你好，你气死了，要怎么办？
If you want your husband to love you more, but he doesn't do that, and you're about to go crazy, what do you do?
只是说你先这样待他嘛，以爱待他，他会以爱待你。
And Jesus here tells you that you must love him first.
他这个很难，但是他说要试试看。 他要靠着主耶稣去做做看。
She says that although it will be difficult, she will do so with the help of God.
他真的咬着这个牙根，真的遵循主耶稣这句话。
She clenched her fist and held on to this promise of God.
结果人是有良心的，他的丈夫后来晓得自己不对，尤其看他太太这样的，以善待恶，很感动，对太太的
And her husband, after all, is human, and he was touched with the loving deeds of his wife.
所以这个人际关系，最要紧还是在归纳在这一点。So
this verse concludes the secret to interpersonal relationships.
所以说起来，这个《丁山宝训》五章到七章，这个主耶稣的教训是多方面的。So
we know that the Sermon on the Mount covers a vast area.
先是告诉我们什么是福气。
First tells us what is a blessing.
再来告诉我们，基督徒应该做盐做光。
Then that Christian should be the salt and light of the world.
再来是说，他来不是要废弃律法和先知，是要成全。
Then Jesus came not to destroy the laws or the prophets, but to fulfill them.
这个成全在这个伦理道德方面都提升，要他的教训，告诉我们要遵循的更完全，不但留意这个结果，要留意这个动机，这个心。
And with regards to the law and the prophets, Jesus takes the standard a step further that we should even be aware of our motives.
那第六章就告诉我们，无论做什么事，包括祷告、行善事，通通要紧，要做给神看。
And in chapter 6, it instructs us that in whatever we do it unto God.
要对神，讨神的喜悦，这一点最要紧。
And it is God that we seek pleasure.
包括你的这个钱财的利用啊，或者这个生活的方式啊，都要讨神的喜悦。
Even in the way we conduct our daily living or the way we manage money, we must seek to please God.
那么第七章特别是告诉我们了这个做人的人际关系。
And chapter 7 gives us some pointers on interpersonal relationships.
归结起来是那七章的十二节。
And the summary can be found in verse 12.
那最后他就谈到啊，听我这些话去行的，好像把房子建在磐石上。 不行的，好像建在沙土上这样结束。
And finally, he concludes by saying, "Those who hear my word and do it is like one who builds his house on the rock."
所以我盼望我们花了这么多时间来再看主耶稣在山上所讲的这么宝贝的道理啊，能够心有所感，那能够他的道啊，来感化我们，能够一步一步的来遵循他的教训。
And I hope every one of us has received an abundant blessing and instruction from this sermon. May God bless everyone.